favorite topic is movies, and we're going to talk about the opening tonight of the Milwaukee Film Festival with Jack. Jack, I told you I forget the name. Hold on, don't say anything. Feria.
That's right.
I think by the end of the we get done, I'll have it down. Jack is a programmer for the Milwaukee Film Festival, one of six programmers. And everybody's got their categories, and your categories are?
The genre queer, which are LGBT feature and short films, and Shorter is Better, which is a collection of short film programs within the festival.
Okay, those are at the Academy Awards, when they give out the awards for short film subject or whatever, that's what we're talking about, right?
That's right.
Okay. I always feel bad for those people, and I'll tell you why. Everybody wants to get, oh, come on, now it's short subject. Get through with it. Come on, let's blow through that and get to the best picture of the year. And I feel bad because they put just as much time and effort and their own money in it, a lot of times, into these short films as the majors do. I mean, to them, it's just as important. This is how it all begins. All these big directors always started out somewhere making short features. In Steven Spielberg's case, it was his bar mitzvah. He filmed his own bar mitzvah. Everybody starts somewhere. And some of these films are really, really good. They're short. Doesn't mean, you know, nothing has to be 2.5 hours to be good. Short might be better.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So how do you get the films for the festival? Do people come to you? Do you have to search them out? And how does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to say shorts. Yes, I think people have looked at shorts maybe at the film festival or, you know, as you said, the Oscars as a bonus feature, an extra thing. But they are a main course on their own. They are packed with memorable moments, incredible narratives. But for the films that come to us for the festival, there are two ways. Folks can submit their film to us. We get incredible submissions from around the world. And we also just look at what other film festivals are showing. We have a look at what Sundance is doing. Big festivals like South by Southwest or Berlin. Just have a look there and then get in touch with those filmmakers. Do some sleuthing. But it's a nice mix of submissions and films that we go and seek out.
Now, out of all the movies you have, yeah, I assume you have to watch all of them before you put them in, right? I assume you look
correct.
Okay. How many do you have to look at before you can get your selection? In other words, how many did you toss away that you couldn't use in the film festival?
Overall, we viewed about 1,200 films, which includes films that were submitted and films that that we've seen at different festivals.
Okay. So, you know, Roger Ebert once said, they were talking to Siskel and Ebert about, what a great job you have. All you do is watch movies all day. He said, yes. But for every good one, we have to sit through three bad ones. That's 6 hours of bad movies to get 2 hours of good. And it's very difficult to sit through bad movies all day long. So some of them aren't good, but you pick the cream of the crop. And how do they get into the festival now? How do you get who mixes them up? Who decides what theaters they're going to play at? And because you only got, what, 15 days, is it, festival?
Yes. Yeah, we got a whole half a month. But yeah, it's this incredible dance of moving everything around, making sure that the right audience, that most members of the right audience can find that film for them, you know, dancing around holidays or games. You know, we don't want to put, you know, a big baseball movie right during a Brewers game or something like that. But yeah, it's this fantastic dance of, you know, we got 200 something time slots to shuffle around there, but it's always so much fun.
I'm glad you mentioned baseball because tonight's opening night of the festival. And the opening movie, which is always the exciting one, is Uke. The Bob Uecker documentary is going to open tonight. Which theater is that at, by the way?
It'll be at the Oriental Theater in our main house.
Yeah. Now, for people that don't know, the Oriental Theater is, I think, 99 years old. And it was an old movie palace. And those palaces were built huge. And the main auditorium is the part of the old movie palace part. Then you have two smaller cinemas where the balcony was, correct? Is that how it works?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And just to the sides there, the balcony is still open and will be open tonight.
Okay. That's good. So Uke is there. Is it sold out? I know they were, when I talked to, Ms. Ehrlich, Robin Ehrlich, she said they were pretty close.
Yeah, I would say there's a chance that you might get in. There's going to be a standby line so that if any seats are still empty, you might get in. But it's going to be tough. This one is a hot ticket.
Yeah, a documentary celebrating the life of Bob Uecker, opening night at the festival tonight at the Oriental Theater. All right, so talk about some of the films you selected for the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about the Oscars a little bit earlier. the last year we had three films that were nominated for different categories in the short film categories. We had two in live action. One of them that we had at the festival went on to win, and an animated film was also nominated. I think we're going to have the same luck and power this year. The films are so fantastic. I definitely want to talk about, in the Let's Get Animated category, we have a new film. It's called Paper Trail. It's from a two-time Oscar nominee named Don Hirschfeld. It's a film that is just bursting with creativity and exactly why I love short films so much. In 10 minutes, by the end of it, I was sobbing, and I cannot wait for everyone else to experience that. It's a film about the life of a man told only through the paper that was left behind in his life. So you see his birth certificate, sort of a stop-motion storytelling there. Then you see the first watercolor painting that he made with his fingers, and we keep on going through his life. It's a beautifully told story. I cannot wait to experience that with an audience.
You know, and just because you never heard of a movie doesn't mean you don't want to see it. I never heard of a movie that won Best Picture of the Year a few years ago. It was a film called Nomadland. Nomadland. I don't know if you remember that. It won Best Picture of the Year. And I saw it. And then I saw it three more times, my wife and I. It was so good. I never heard of it before. And it won Best Picture. And I said, what is this movie? And sometimes you find a gem that you will never forget. Not every movie has to be Super Mario Brothers Galaxy or Hail Mary Project or whatever, Project Hail Mary. You find some really good gems and movies that will move you and you'll never forget them for the rest of your life. And that's why these film festivals are so good. Some of the biggest movies came out of like Robert Redford's festival out in, was it Utah or Colorado? I forget where he is. Sundance,
Utah. It will not be in Colorado.
Yeah, sometimes some of the biggest festivals... Telluride and so forth, and now the Milwaukee Film Festival, they bring out some of these films that you, once you see them, you'll never forget them again. And that's why they have titles today, which I never heard of that before. Well, good. Now go see it. Maybe it'll be your favorite movie. Speaking of Jack Ferriero, one of the programmers from the Milwaukee Film Festival, which opens up tonight, which is April 16th. I'll say it in case people are listening on the podcast. April 16th. And you're opening up with Uke, the Bob Uecker movie, but you have programmed several feature films. Let's talk about some of the ones you picked.
Oh, absolutely. I want to start with one of the wildest films that we've had at the festival. It's called A Useful Ghost. This is the film that comes to us from Thailand. It is about a man who's mourning his wife and discovers that she has returned by possessing a vacuum cleaner. And things just go wild from there. It's a wonderful blend of fantasy and horror, comedy, art house. It's exactly that oddball film festival selection you'd expect to see, and one that's going to be fantastic to be in a packed crowd, and we're selling really well for that one.
Now, where did you find that?
That came to us from some other festivals that have been around. It's pretty early in its life. Has yet to be at a lot of screens in the United States, so we're excited to be one of the first to show it.
Yeah, is this what happens that when you make a movie, you try to get it into as many festivals as possible to get word of mouth?
I think so. I think it's a strategy a lot of films take, is to get people that are super passionate about it to start those whispers going around in the film community or on social media and get people excited for when it comes through eventually.
Give another one that you chose for us.
Yeah, I want to talk about My Brother's Killer. This is a documentary about the murder of a man named Billy London, who grew up in rural Wisconsin. For years, his murder was tied to this urban legend that that his murderer was Jeffrey Dahmer. It was not. This documentary is a tribute to his life and kind of uncovers what really happened on the night that he died. And we get answers about how and why he died. It is a powerful documentary. We're going to have the director with us in person talking about her experience of making the film. It'll be unforgettable.
I think I remember that. I'm pretty sure I remember that name. Now, that was going to be my other question. Do you have like round tables set up in front of the theater so people can, so you can chat with the directors or the production people or the stars of the movies?
Yeah, we're going to have some events specifically for filmmakers and for, some of our other folks that are coming around for happy hours and everything. But yeah, the film festival, we encourage people to talk to each other in line, talk to the person next to you and get that engagement there. It's a rare chance that during these Q&As that you have a chance to ask the filmmaker a question that you have. So there will be Q&As for some, if not most, of the films at the festival this year.
Now, give us a film or two for the ones you didn't pick that somebody else was in charge of that you're really excited about seeing.
Ooh, I love this question. I am so excited. I'm a big fan of horror and genre films. Our programmer for that, Kirsten Larson, does an amazing job. There's a new film called Hokum, which stars Adam Scott. It's going to open theatrically, I think, in just a few weeks, but it's one that we're getting an early look at. I don't know much about it, and that's one of my favorite things about a film festival, is that you can have very little idea of what you're about to see, and you're going to get taken on a ride. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, give us one more.
Definitely. Another one that I'm excited for to hear people's reactions. It's called Andre is an Idiot. It's a comedy documentary about a man named Andre who did not get screened for colon cancer and goes on to discover that he has it, deals with it in the only way that he knows how to, just to make a joke and to have fun and to be jovial and to go through life. I think it's a cathartic experience for that audience. It's really funny.
You know, I have a good friend of mine who we go to church with. His name is Andre. I can say, hey, look at this. There's a new movie. Andre is an idiot.
Save the poster for him.
Yeah. So what made you get into film? I don't know how old you are, but what made you get into films and get a love for it? Because I do. I mean, I could tell you how I got into it, but how did you get into it?
Oh, man. The first film that I can remember really being obsessed with and just studying the bonus features of the DVD was the Lord of the Rings movies. As a kid growing up, I was 7 or 8 years old. But really what made me fall in love with film in a new way was watching the live action short film nominees. There was the Sundance Theater back in Madison where I grew up. And it was just so fascinating to sit in a room for 100 minutes. You're told 6 or 7 stories. And you have no idea what you're about to experience. And it's just beautiful, beautiful. You get that like that center of beautiful filmmaking. Oh, I just love it. It's incredible what we can do through visual media.
I started out when I was a little kid. My mom and dad took us to a lot of movies. I lived in New York, so we went to a lot of these big Manhattan movie palaces. We got to see, you know, Radio City. We went to all those places, the Paramounts. And the big Cinerama theaters that were in New York. We had 2 Cinerama movie theaters. And I always went to the movies. And I just grew up loving movies. I never can get into the business of it because I just was a love of film. And to this day, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies on Beta, VHS, Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray. I've got them all. And I never stop watching them. I just love movies. And the more the extras, the better. I just read, we're going to have a story on this in a few minutes. I'm going to talk about it. 8 Steven Spielberg movies are coming out on 4K. His 8 biggest movies that he ever made with over 25 hours of extras. They're going to be on 4K and probably Blu-ray too. Usually when they put out a 4K set, they put the Blu-rays in there too. The 8 of the biggest Steven Spielberg films. So people say, well, physical media is dead. It's not dead. They're still putting it out. People are still buying it, you know, and including me. I'm always buying movies. All right, so let's talk one more time about the film festival. The Milwaukee Film Festival opens up tonight, April 16th. I want to give the date for our podcast, people, so they don't go running out after they hear this a year from now. It opens up with Uke, the documentary about Bob Uecker. Is this a world premiere, by the way?
This is the world premiere of the film.
Oh, wow.
It's an honor to have it.
Wow. Yeah, and what a Milwaukee legend, Bob Uecker. You know, I saw him sitting in an airport once all by himself. I was, at LaGuardia. I forget where it was. And I saw him sitting there. The airport was empty. It was late at night. And he was sitting there all by himself. I said, hello. He said, hey, how you doing? And that was it. Nobody was around him. I think he was waiting for a plane or waiting for somebody. And that was my big Bob Uecker story. I said, hi. Hi, Bob. And he said, hi. You know, it was a big high sound. And that was it. All right. So if people want to get tickets, they can go to mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. All the films are listed there. You pick and choose what you want. And if it's not sold out, You can get tickets for it, and it's going to play at one of two theaters, the Downer or the Oriental. Those are the only two theaters, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, and Milwaukee Film, the Milwaukee Film Festival runs for 15 days, but let me do the math here on this here. It runs through the 30th, runs through the end of the month. Okay. From now to the end of the month, the 18th Annual Film Festival. When do you start working on next year's?
Oh, we start working right now. We are looking at films already. We're looking forward to, in the fall, we have our Dialogues Documentary Festival. We never stop looking for great films for Milwaukee audiences.
Well, I got to tell you something, that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they say, when do you start working on the next one? The day after Thanksgiving. There's no days off here. Well, good luck with it. I know a lot of people are excited about it. We gave away some tickets on the air, and the people were so excited to win them. And they said, we could pick any film. I said, any film that's not sold out, you can pick. You know, obviously, if it's sold out, we can't put you on someone's lap. But you'll find a seat. Okay, it's mkefilm.org. Mkefilm.org. Check out the list. And maybe pick out a film that Jack Feria picked out for the Milwaukee Film Festival. Thank you very much for talking to us. I really do appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you for having me.